And how did you enter the fortress, Nia?
I bribed a guard with the last of our money.
Oh, you're lying again.
I bribed him. I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but I can tell you what he looks like.
You bribed no one. You used your powers.
My powers? I frown at him and concentrate on my telepathy magic. I might need those tendrils of red really soon. Already I can glimpse Talon's own magic, brushes of energy that threaten to tighten around my skull, to send me into a waking nightmare. His magic is like a silken caress that turns sharp as a serpent's tooth, prodding at my mind. I try to block him out with my mental veil, but I feel like it's about to shatter. He closes the distance between us, staring down at me from beneath his long eyelashes.
I'm getting impatient, Nia. I saw the threads of your powers in that guard's mind. You were controlling him.
Mind control? Impossible. Primal powers are long gone from this world, and even if they existed, they would belong to someone powerful, important, not to someone like me.
Except I can see that you are more than you pretend to be.
Fuck.
I tire of this game. Fortunately, no one lies to me in the dream realm.
Talon's silky powers tighten around me, enveloping me in a shroud. I have a sliver of a second to react before he enters my mind. I lash at the tendrils of his power with my sentinel energy, and his eyes widen with surprise, a line forming between his brows. Gritting my teeth, I dive in with both my powers, intent on breaking his mind. But searing pain rips through my skull. His magic wraps around him, a protective barrier. Then it slides around me again, and it starts to probe. I stumble back, heart hammering. Panic drags its claws through my chest. Out of ideas, I turn and run for the stairwell. But Talon moves in a blur, fast as lightning, and is already between me and the stairs. He grabs me by the throat and the waist, whirls me around, and flattens me against the wall. He has me pinned now, helpless, and my pulse races. His thumb gently brushes over my throat, and his magic slips around my body, snaking up toward my mind. His dark eyes gleam. He's intent on wrapping me in a waking nightmare, but my own power cracks and lashes like a whip, refusing to let him get a grip on my mind. Then, all of a sudden, he lets his magic fall away, though he doesn't release his grip on my waist and throat.
There it is. That's the power I was talking about.
My fingers tighten into fists. I've managed to hold him off from entering my mind, and he's not putting any pressure on my throat. In fact, though he swiftly pressed me against the wall, he did it without hurting me. Still, I have no doubt he can snap my neck like a twig. I'm completely in his control right now.